Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Revelation 5 records the Apostle John in the throne room of heaven as he weeps because it seems no one can open the scroll with seven seals. Interesting that we have no indication that John even knew what was in the scroll, yet because it was in the throne room and filled with God's glory, it didn't matter what it was, it had to be opened. Then the elders of heaven comfort John because there is one worthy to open the scroll, the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. Worship begins as the elders and living creatures erupt in praise toward Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful and powerful scene, and several excellent worship songs have been written with this passage as their basis. But have you ever read the next chapter? Well, you should. See, in Revelation 6, the scroll is opened and the seals begin to unleash unbelievable judgment on the earth. So the worship in Revelation 5 was because in Revelation 6 and several chapters ongoing, an almost unbelievable amount of judgment is poured out. I wonder if anyone would write a worship song that continued into those chapters. The point is that the Bible is not meant to be picked apart in pieces for us to construct a more palatable, tame God, one who is more acceptable to the world we live in. No, in order to truly understand the goodness of God, we need to accept and worship the righteous judgment of God. God's judgment is very real, very terrifying, and absolutely holy. Grasping such a reality is the only possible way to fully appreciate His mercy and His grace. You cannot separate the reality of His judgment with the rescue of His gospel. We also know from Scripture that God's judgment isn't just on the abstract concept of sin, but it is meant for sinners. Yes, real people. The Bible is very clear that those who are in sin are enemies of God and they will face God's judgment. Such judgment is what we read in Revelation 6, 7, 8, and beyond. And yes, Christian friend, we should worship His judgment, for it declares His glory and holiness. See, the beauty of the gospel is the rescue from such judgment, and not only a rescue, but an adoption as a child of God. We need to do a better job in the Western Church of worshiping the totality of God's glory, including His judgment, which leads us to a deeper gratitude, urgency, and worship of His beautiful gospel.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.